practitioner once given me, actually more than once, many times, that when confronted with an error, we must learn to loathe it. I had a little trouble with that at first, but now I can see what she meant, what was meant by that. And this is an indirect quote from Science and Health. Mrs. Eddy says that we must learn to loathe the error. Because if we don't loathe it, we probably won't get rid of it. We just coexist with it. And that is never God's plan. And some things that I didn't realize were sins, I found out were sins, and that is to be fearful all the time, to entertain negative thoughts, to even jealousy, all the sins, if you will, of the carnal mind. And I had to learn to loathe it and not tolerate it in my thought. And once I did that and really meant it, I began to make progress. And in order to do this, as Mrs. Eddy says, you have to be a terror to error. You can't just kindly live with an error. You've got to kick it out and get rid of it and get on with the good work God gives you to do. I'm very grateful tonight for those readings, and certainly in the article, the chapter, it's a whole chapter that Mrs. Eddy wrote entitled Pond and Purpose. And she explains this process, the three baptisms, the first giving up and really seeing the error we've been indulging in and giving it up, sometimes with tears. She says sometimes it's chronic, sometimes acute. And then you progress on and learn more about God and have a sense of joy and peace in your life. And it continues until you have that peace that passeth all understanding. And you're expressing more and more of that divine mind, which we all have, but gets sometimes dusted over with the trials of the day. So I'm very grateful for what Christian Science teaches us, that as was said before, it is a science. It can be practiced by anyone. It's also Christian, which means it must have the love and the compassion and the following the precepts of Christ. It's a wonderful way of life, and I'm so glad it is being practiced correctly here in this church. Thank you again for the readings, the music tonight, always so uplifting, and for your testimonies. And everyone have a good night.